Hello and welcome to Love Mike Poland. You're probably thinking, what in the world is Russell up to now? He is sitting out in his front yard on a fallen tree log, giving his neighbors plenty to talk about. Precisely. But why on earth am I doing this, you might ask? Well, the answer just might surprise you. And before I tell you all about it, I would like to inform you that I am, again, starting a brand new direction today called Weird Polish Laws. I have got over a dozen examples in my head, and I promise I'm going to get to all of them in time. However, today, what if I told you that it's illegal in Poland to cut down your own trees on your own property without having permission first? Would you believe me? It's all coming up right now. Twenty-five years ago, my parents-in-law planted two trees right here. One was a beautiful California fir right here under me, and the other one was a common spruce tree, and it's laying right over here. Over these 2.5 decades, these trees grew up healthy and strong. However, we recently decided we would cut them both down because one tree, the fir here, developed a kind of sickness, and the other one got severely damaged by heavy winds. We've had a lot of heavy winds this year in Poland. So I decided to re-landscape the whole yard, and I thought, no problem. We'll just find an experienced tree cutter in the neighborhood, and we'll get those trees cut down over the weekend. My wife said, not so fast. We have to first get permission to cut down these trees from the community office here. I laughed at her and I said, permission for what? Your parents planted these trees themselves 25 years ago. They can do whatever they want with the trees. She smirked and just nodded her head and she said, honey, we live in Poland. Everything's possible. Just trust me on this. We have to get permission first, she said. So, still in total disbelief, I accompanied my wife to the community office building not far from here to sit down and have to fill out a 3-page document explaining why we needed to cut down our two trees. 3 weeks later, two clerks from the community office physically came to our house to inspect these trees. They did a thorough 30-minute inspection. They took some super secret notes in their notepads and they told us, we're probably more than likely going to be approved for these trees to be cut down, but unfortunately we'd have to wait 2 more weeks from the time of their visit until we could even touch them. Well, finally the 5 weeks passed, that was yesterday, and the trees got cut down. Now, this law fascinated me and I found out a lot more interesting information that I would like to share with you here. First of all, if any tree is causing immediate danger to a person's life or it could potentially cause destruction to your own home, let's say, it can be cut down immediately. Even the local fire department can make that call if you're unsure. What's more, not all trees need permission to be cut down. The rule applies only to trees with a circumference of 50 centimeters or greater. That's about 20 inches. Measure it around the lowest part of the base near the ground and you'll get your measurement. This tree right here had a circumference of about 165 centimeters. Anything less than that can be cut at will, and you can legally prune any tree of any size that you feel needs pruning. And I know some of you right now are probably thinking, Russell, what are you doing? Just cut the tree down. Who's gonna find out? Nobody. Believe me, some neighbor somewhere here would report us. This is another topic though for another episode. I also learned that, oddly, any fruit tree can be cut down without permission. I mean, this makes no sense to me whatsoever. You would think that the Polish government would be interested in preserving trees, producing healthy food for our nourishment, but nope, just the opposite. Obviously, I talked to many of my students about this issue over the last few weeks, and nobody was surprised at all with my information. In fact, two students gave me some intriguing feedback. Last year, one guy received a partial rejection decision and was told he could only cut down about half of the trees that he originally applied for. Another student told me he had to wait until the winter months to cut down his trees, as there are special regulations in place ensuring that no birds' nests are harmed during the warmer months of spring and summer. Yes, I'm dead serious. Oh, and if you're wondering, the rules for cutting down trees in America are generally really loose. At least it was in Alabama and Texas, where I'm from. If the tree's on your property and it's not protected by, you know, the city or county in any way, you can cut it down on a whim. Folks, living in Poland is all about living and learning. There are new surprises around every corner here, and in no way am I complaining or poking fun at Poland. I'm really hoping I'll save somebody the same frustration that I had by making you aware ahead of time. So, in conclusion, if you find yourself in need of cutting down a large tree on your own property, whether you planted it yourself or not, you're going to need permission. The good news, though, is that the whole application process is free. The only thing you need is a great deal of patience and a lot of understanding. Remember, I have a lot more of these weird law episodes coming up, so please stay tuned. Thank you so much for watching today. If you are not a subscriber already, please join our YouTube family, Love My Poland Family, and click the button right here on this cut down tree stump that we're still trying to figure out what to do so you don't miss out on future episodes. Thank you so much for watching. See you next time.